Welcome to episode 2 of the Christmas Audio Boom. My name is Peter Pilgrim. So today I'm going to talk about focus on quality over quantity. Quality in software is extremely important these days. You might have heard of test-driven development, test-first development, and yet we still struggle to get the right quality even if we follow these really reasonable agile principles. And I use agile with quotes there. As you see, it's really not good. Now, an interesting thing is that why do we have problems with quality? Well, because our projects are normally delayed, we are trying to do too much, and we are overwhelmed by tasks, or we try to do too little. Or we prevaricate where an essential feature needs to be tested. We rush straight along, headlong, into software development and integrated development with other services, and we worry about the test afterwards. And that is something to do with project and requirements and demands, and sometimes we prevaricate. So we say we'll do that later, we'll add that security and log in much later, and then we have an architecture failure because then we can't re-architect the system simply to add this new cross-cutting concern into our projects, such as auditing or authentication or login or even that security byword again. And then there are the human factors, such as trust. We need to trust our developers, our managers, our bosses, our stakeholders to tell us what we are doing correctly. And sometimes we get wrong-footed and they tell us one thing that they need and then they change their minds and we have to do it. And therefore, quality suffers. So quality, if you want to solve quality over quantity, the most important thing is to avoid the time issue. And it's not about focusing on getting quality out in a short period of time, because it will suffer. We need to come to a reasonable agreement on what features really do need quality before we actually dedicate a pair of developers to actually work on that particular feature. And you know, quality does not automatically appear just because two people pair program together. You may be able to catch a couple of bugs in this system and get a better turnaround. However, architecturally, if the software has no quality from the design, then whatever you implement at the end of the day is destined for failure. And so the human side continues with, say, in a sports team, you need to have a team that gels. We sometimes underestimate the overall and high cost of communication within teams, understanding requirements. If we have new players, new developers and joining a team, that's going to take time. And of course, we have staff turnover. And these can undermine our quality aspirations. And then there's that old keyword, loved by the military. We need to keep up morale, especially in these desperate times. And that is my audio boo. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time in episode 3. Merry Christmas.